This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Governor Abbott has scheduled the runoff for the special election for the 18th Congressional District. It's set for Saturday, January 31st. The two Democrats in the race are acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards. Early voting starts January 21st. A study from Texas State University finds new and expanding petrochemical plants are mostly in low-income and non-white communities. News 88.7's Natalie Weber has more.
Researchers evaluated the neighborhoods around 89 proposed or expanding petrochemical facilities using a screening tool from the EPA. They looked at air pollution and proximity to other, quote, hazardous facilities in these areas, alongside race, education, income level, and language. This is Robert Bullard, one of the study's authors.
The communities that are on the fence line are getting pollution, and they also are getting poverty. And also, if you look at the infrastructures within those neighborhoods that have these facilities, they are of poor quality.
The study found that 9 in 10 of the facilities are located in counties with more residents of color and low-income residents. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Harris County commissioners have approved a 2-year AI pilot program that's expected to fast-track the permitting process for new construction work. Mike Etienne is chief of planning and development in the county's engineering department.
Harris County is growing very fast. We are growing at about 100,000 residents per year. So we think using AI could help speed up the permitting process, which will ultimately help meet the housing demand and economic development.
The county says the AI program will act as a precursor for new construction permits before they go to a human for review. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Overnight low should be around 68 degrees. Patchy fog possible early tomorrow. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.